It's shaping up to be a pretty awesome July 4th weather. The temperature is gonna—I mean, it's gonna get a little hot today. It's gonna get up into the 90s, but precipitation is looking at a not bumping anything above 16%. So we should have a nice sunny day going on. But no matter whether the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. I've got some positive, encouraging news and fun things going on. I was looking up in Tennessee at a Walmart. I was at the Walmart this morning for something I'll tell you about later. But at a Walmart up in Tennessee, a little kitten got into a Pepsi machine, and then the fire department came and got it out, and everything is A-okay.
Oh my goodness.
It was making me think about, because cats will just go about anywhere.
Yeah.
It was making me think about, I was hanging out with some friends last night, and their cat likes to get on bags. So it got on top of my backpack.
Oh,
I'm showing Caleb a picture right now.
That is so precious.
I'll keep an eye on our Instagram, WVOAFM, and I'll post it later today during the show. But yeah, that's some good news and good things going on. All right, let's get back to the music.
All righty. So we got Sly Tackle by Japanese Breakfast on the morning show. King Gizzard on 90.7 The Capstone.
It's the morning show.
We love the morning show. So, for this little segment, I get to share something about me.
Yes, tell me something you've been thinking about or something that's been going on with you.
Yeah, so, given that it's 4th of July and we're celebrating America, I thought it'd be fun to share the fact that I've been to 38 out of the 50 states.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah. And I have celebrated 4th of July in 6 different states.
Okay.
So, one including Alabama, just because I live here. And I have to say, the West kind of does Independence Day a little bit better. They got bigger shows, bigger fireworks.
Bigger everything?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Are you planning on trying to go to all 50 states at some point?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of smart, too. I really only have the northeast corner and then the 2 states that are not attached to us.
So you said 38?
Yeah.
So you only have 12 to go. I mean, not a big number. I was actually in Alaska last summer for 4th of July. So 1 year ago, 4th of July, I was in Alaska. It doesn't get dark in Alaska in the summer, like really at all. So they waited till like 10 p.m., but it was still like bright outside.
Yeah.
And I might throw up a picture of that on our Instagram, WVUAFM.
Have a little collage of all the pictures.
A little collage of all the moments from today.
Yeah.
Be sure to go check that out. But interesting. You'll have to let us know if you get to 39 or to 50.
Of course, we'll do. And we'll definitely let our morning show listeners know that fact when I do.
This is the morning show.
How exciting. Well, I think you have an event
to
share.
So me and Caleb here on the morning show, and all of us here at WVA, like to keep you informed on things that have been going on here in locally. And so I actually went to an event this morning that I want to tell you about. Some of you may have heard, we talked about this on the morning show on Friday, that Tutwiler, it was getting demolished today. It was getting imploded. And so I was like, I got to go to this. So I drove over there and then walked up. You could see like all the people like coming up and walking up the parking deck or whatever. It's like we're about to go see a concert. And there were 200 plus people like gathered there on the parking deck. Like people brought their kids and stuff. And we were all there. Like, I think some people brought chairs. But it was most of us just pulled up and like we're standing around and watching. And we saw it all explode and everything. And I got an audio clip for you. And I'll give you a little play-by-play. So first little explosion, and then we were like, okay. And then the rest of them went off. There was literally a little fire burst coming out of the windows. And the building was just kind of staying there. We were like, okay. And then this is where it collapsed in on itself. Yeah, and then we all cheered like the good American patriots that we are.
Exactly.
Demolition, let's go.
Destroy things.
Destroy things. So, yeah, so I went to that, and now I guess it is gone. So I'll have to go see, I'll have to go buy it, or any of you can go buy it if you're interested, and sort of see what it looks like now. But I'm going to post the video that I got on Instagram, and plus all the other moments from today. I'm going to go do that right now, so you can see all the Morning Show moments that we had today.
All right, so after 54 years, we no longer have Tutwiler Hall, but we do have the second new one that they just built. So technically we do, but... So another little celebrate the day segment.
Yes, it is 4th of July, and in honor of this day, or sort of in relation to this day, I saw that a lot of times at the stores you will see these sort of 4th of July themed cookies or cakes or pies or things. So I was like, so I went to the Walmart this morning, and I saw they had these little donuts that were shaped like stars, and they had star little sprinkles on them, and they were red, white, and blue. So I was like, this will be interesting. So I got one of each of the colors, and me and Caleb just did a little taste test right now. We wanted to do a little taste test, and to see how they compare. Like, are they much different, and how are they good and everything? So we ate the red, white, and blue donuts, and I think our... What was our consensus, do you think?
I think our consensus was that the red and blue kind of were really similar in taste. Not really anything exciting. Yeah. So we came up with the rating system. Do you want to tell them about that?
Yeah. So the rating system for this is, it was a three-pronged rating system. It was good, fine, and bad. And bad is icky. Fine is sticky. And good is licky. And I think the red and blue were like somewhere between sticky and licky.
Yeah.
Maybe a little closer to sticky. But the white, I don't know if it was just that it was different or that it was necessarily better. But
yeah.
It stood out.
It definitely stood out. Definitely. You could taste the white color. Yeah. That's what we were thinking. We were like, could we see the differences between the colors? Which, red and blue? No, not really. White? For sure different.
There's something different about the white ones. I don't know if they're putting like more sugar on it or if they put something else in it, but so you heard it here first, folks. The white donuts, the white star donuts, 4th of July donuts from Walmart, taste something a little different about them. So you can take that with you and put it in your pocket.
Was Keep Me High by Jeremy Ivey on 90.7 The Capstone and The Morning Show.
It's The Morning Show, The Morning Show, a special 4th of July morning show here with you. Well, a lot of people are going on vacation, but we're like, we need to be in Tuscaloosa in the station to
We got to report this, you know? So as we are musically inclined, we are sharing some new music today that we added to our playlist, basically.
Added to our catalog, our playing for you. You may have heard it recently. We just wanted to highlight one of the new songs we've been playing.
Yeah, so today we're highlighting Past Life by Dave Wave. You might know Dave Wave by their hit Drag in 2015.
So Daywave was doing stuff even as far back as then.
Yeah. They've been a band since 2013, I believe. Well, technically it's only one person, and it's an instrumentalist, and then he sings.
Okay, yes, interesting.
Yeah, right. So it's just him, technically, but this is his first full-length record in 5 years. He put it out this past June 24th.
So not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago. Just a couple of weeks, actually. And it's pretty fun. It's very indie pop rock, like Dave Wave, you would assume.
Yes. Awesome. Well, I think that'll be a good song to sort of end out the show here.
Yeah, sadly, this will be the last thing that we're doing on the morning show for this special segment.
If you want to relive any of the moments you had today, I just posted on Instagram, WVUAFM. I posted some moments from the show. We've got our donuts, the firework video that I got, a cat sitting on my backpack in my firework show in Alaska. So all sorts of things that you can go see on there right now.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, this is Past Life with Dave Wave, all in the morning show.